And now we take another trip through the National Recording Registry.
That's one small step for man.
You know the fellow's name?
I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on
land
first?
Is my land.
Ask not.
Presented by Tom
what your
Olive.
Country
the beauty soap made with gentle olive oil.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The Library of Congress picks 50 audio recordings each year to preserve, 50 that have played a significant role in American history and culture. Last year, the list included an album that changed the course of rock music. This week's chapter in our series from the National Recording Registry, Are You Experienced? The first album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. The cast includes a musician.
This is Vernon Reid, and I'm a guitarist, songwriter, composer, and music producer, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jimi Hendrix.
An engineer.
My name is Eddie Kramer. I was involved in the Are You Experienced album as engineer.
And a musicologist.
I'm Reuben Jackson, and I'm an archivist at the National Museum of American History, Smithsonian Institution. It's still a landmark recording because it is of the tradition, you know, the rock, R&B, blues, what have you, musical tradition. But I think it altered the syntax of the music, if you will, in a way I compare it to, say, like James Joyce's Ulysses. You read this, you read, you know, a page or two of Ulysses, and maybe you listen to just Purple Haze, and you think, my goodness, what is this?
It was such a groundbreaking album, if you'll pardon the expression. It really rocked the music world. It set it on its ear, because nobody had ever heard psychedelic rock and roll guitar heavily, heavily influenced by the blues. Here's a man who was completely at one with his guitar and able to create sounds that nobody had ever heard before. In the pantheon of rock and roll guys, Jimmy is the king in terms of guitar players. I haven't heard anybody as good.
I think Jimmy's singing, and I think his lyrics have often been given short shrift in consideration of his guitar playing, because his guitar playing was so overwhelmingly powerful. Like now, there's almost like a guitar industrial complex. I mean, there's maybe thousands of different ways to make your guitar sound insane, but at that time, you know, it wasn't that way. I mean, it's hard to describe, like this, like he used very basic materials. His guitar oftentimes is really out of tune. The way he was hearing it was so beyond those sort of, oh, his guitar is out of tune. It was like he was having a discussion on a whole other level with the instrument, and it's very difficult to control a guitar at that volume that's feeding back. The volume level of the instrument literally takes over. To turn that into something that's musical, I mean, is really pretty amazing.
I think the explosive quality of the record, is, if you will, is, I mean, it's a result of a lot of things. I mean, his interest in science fiction. In fact, this guy wrote a lot of poetry and was very influenced by Bob Dylan. I think he was musically charismatic, a very sensual guy. So it was just the whole package.
If you can just get your mind together. Then come on across to me.
Experienced, you know, is he talking about drugs? Is he talking about sex? Is he talking about all the above? It's kind of inferred, but then you've got those kind of backward swirling guitars contributing to this lyrical foundation.
But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have.
Jimmy's backwards guitar was an effect that he rehearsed. Contrary to popular belief, I would say Jimi Hendrix was extremely well prepared. I would give him rough mixes of songs that we'd been working on, and he would take them home and experiment on his own tape machine. By the time he came back to the studio the following day, he would have planned out precisely what he was going to play, and we would turn the tape upside down. So obviously the back is now playing to the front. And he would know precisely where he was by the sound of the tape. So, okay, would stop there, play it from there, and record from there to there. And out would come this incredibly beautiful melodic solo that was perfectly structured from the beginning to the end.
Let me prove it to you.
Our Experience, I think, is the groundbreaking album that everybody should listen to first before you get onto the rest of the music that he wrote. This is a milestone, much in the same way that any of the great jazz musicians had made classic albums. I think Jimmy had made his first statement.
After all the jets are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed.
I was at a school recently doing some poetry with some fifth graders, and a young lady had a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt on, and I had to ask her about this, and she said, oh, I just love that music. It just makes me want to go in my room and paint and write things. And, you know, he was someone who painted and wrote. So it's not just, you know, old school guys. You know, if a fifth grader can just get kind of wide-eyed and excited as this young lady did, I thought, boy, you know, this guy really had something, and still does.
Are You Experienced, the first album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, another chapter from the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress, produced by Ben Manila and Media Mechanics. You can hear tracks from Are You Experienced at our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.